UPS Ground, and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4:30. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory continues until 8 p.m. tonight. High of 49 this afternoon under overcast skies with a slight chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the northwest, 30 to 40 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 32. High temperatures reach up to 52. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, it looks like the Conservation Reserve Program is going to take a cut in acreage this fall because of soaring commodity prices. During a call with reporters from Mexico yesterday, Ag Secretary Vilsack provided some fresh numbers on the general sign-up that ended last month. He said that only 1.8 million of the 4 million acres in expiring contracts will be re-enrolled in the program, and that there will be only about 800,000 acres in new contracts. That would be a net loss of about 1.4 million general sign-up acres. He said we got a few new contracts, but nowhere than the number of contracts that did not re-up. Vilsack said the numbers proved there was no reason for him to open CRP to emergency cropping. He said the market basically responds to signals, and farmers make the decision. Now keep in mind, these enrollment numbers are a blow to the administration's efforts to use CRP as a tool to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. About 22 million acres currently enrolled in CRP, well below the current cap of 25.5 million acres. The limit rises to 27 million acres in October. Well, Vilsack doesn't have a breakthrough to show, but he said the meeting with Mexico's President Andres Manuel López Obrador made the case to approve biotech crop traits. He said the meeting was originally scheduled for an hour, but expanded to 2 hours, and the wide-ranging discussion, he said, included ag labor constraints and the impacts of the war in Ukraine. He said in a very frank discussion about biotech, Vilsack said he pressed the importance of biotechnology to agricultural productivity. That's an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2022 Silverado pickups, a 1500 model LT, it's the Trail Boss, and a 2500 HD High Country Z71 edition. Also in on trade is a 2017 GMC Sierra work truck, a one-owner new truck trade-in. Check it out today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Just before 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, a fire ignited at the Coleman plant in northeast Wichita. It sent flames and smoke into the air along with exploding propane bottles. Tammy Snow, the chief of the Wichita Fire Department, says that the strong wind actually helped in the fight. She said that if it would have been out of the south blowing, all of the propane bottles would have flown right back into the building, and then there would have been significant issues. A new report has found that Wichita law enforcement officers weren't adequately punished for joking about police violence and exchanging racist comments and images in a series of text messages. The Wichita Citizens Review Board released the 27-page report on Tuesday. It details officers sharing an image of a naked African-American male sitting on another African-American male behind a police vehicle. There were also negative references to Mexicans, Muslims, and gays. The issues were first uncovered by the Wichita Eagle. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. The all-new, all-electric Kia EV6 is here, and that's not all. Plus, the all-new 2023 Sportage has landed, expanding the hybrid and electric SUV lineup to four models. Kia continues to innovate as each is built big enough to comfortably fit your family while saving you money at the pump. Reserve yours today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. And as always, Midwest Kia has the better way to buy. That means taking care of our local customers first, transparent pricing, and giving you fair value for your trade up front. Plus, all new Kias come with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. Reserve one of four new hyper-efficiency models in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"I wanna see ya." for details.
An Indiana man escaped injury in Brown County after crashing his small plane Wednesday afternoon at 4:29 p.m. James Vakrakas, 57, was attempting to land his 1967 Piper Aero aircraft at the Sabetha Municipal Airport in Sabetha when his front landing gear collapsed, causing his plane to slide out the runway, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. A large grass fire in the area near Carlson Road, north of Fancy Creek in northern Riley County, burned approximately 1,500 acres on Wednesday. That's according to Riley County Fire District 1. Two properties were evacuated. Volunteers remained on scene overnight. There were no injuries, and officials have not reported what started the fire. Gusty northwest winds will increase again today as relative humidity decreases, resulting in another afternoon of extreme fire danger. That's according to the National Weather Service. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police have arrested an Omaha driver on suspicion of being drunk and causing a fiery crash that killed two women, including a corrections officer who was 8 months pregnant. Omaha police said in a news release that 22-year-old Zachary Pollison was booked Wednesday on suspicion of two counts of vehicular homicide while intoxicated and one count of vehicular homicide of an unborn child. Investigators say Pollison was drunk the night of March 31st when his pickup truck collided with the sport utility vehicle driven by 37-year-old Sarah Zimmerman. Zimmerman, who was pregnant, and her passenger, 38-year-old Amanda Shook, died in the crash. Bird flu has made its way to Nebraska's western edge. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture reported Wednesday that fifth case of avian influenza had been confirmed in a small backyard flock in Scotts Bluff County. State veterinarian Roger Dudley said that the farm has been quarantined and the birds, a mix of chickens and waterfowl, have been killed and incinerated. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no, electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Dry and windy conditions continue to challenge rural firefighters with frequent grass fires in recent weeks and controlled burns that get away or rekindle later. East River Road and a section of U.S. 77 3 miles south of Marysville to the K-9 Junction was closed for a period Wednesday afternoon from 2 until after 4 p.m., due to severe smoke limiting visibility. It was reopened later for traffic. Marysville Rural, Blue Rapids, Oquito, and Logan Township departments all responded. The Frankfort Fire Department answered another call south and east of Blue Rapids. Pottawatomie and surrounding area departments also responded Wednesday afternoon shortly after 3:30 to a large grass fire out of control approximately 5 miles north of Olsburg along Shannon Creek and Booth Creek roads north of Highway 16. That reportedly started in Riley County and jumped the Blue River in the area of Mariadal and Shannon Creek Roads moving south. Local residents in the path were urged by emergency management to have an escape plan. Several hundred acres were involved. Two properties were evacuated before the fire was brought under control some 4 hours later. Backburns were used to provide breaks near homes and structures on the west slope of Tuttle Creek Lake near Randolph in the Fancy Creek area. Caution is urged with spring burning due to persistent dry conditions. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is hosting Presidio Brass in a series of workshops and performances locally this week. The workshops include area high school students as part of a tour, with live performances open to the public Thursday evening in Vermilion at the Community Center at 7 with a free will donation, and a Friday evening performance in Marysville at Venue 36, the former VFW Club 36. A mix of traditional big band tunes and some newer music will be featured. Friday's event begins at 6:30 with a performance by 11 members of the Marshall County Community Band. At 7, local ballroom dancers will offer informal dance lessons and instruction on dances popular in the 1940s. Presidio Brass and the Big Band will play 7:30 till 10 p.m. Friday. People are encouraged to dress in period attire, something worn to a USO show, or should dress patriotic. Tickets available for the event are $10. Veterans, active military, and spouses admitted free. However, they need to pick up a free ticket. Available at CJ Express locations, Marysville and Frankfort, My Sister's Closet in Waterville, and Galloway, Wiggers, and Brenniger offices in Marysville and Seneca. The Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday in Marysville, available to anyone that feels they need food. No income requirements in place. This is free to any Marshall County resident, with frozen shrimp, frozen fish, and peanut butter among distributions. These will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center. Nothing can be saved. It's first come, first serve until food is gone. Again, these commodities Friday for any Marshall County resident in need. Contact the Agency on Aging for additional information. Marysville Kiwanis will host the annual Community Easter Egg Hunt Saturday, April 9th, 1 o'clock at Marysville City Park. Kids ages 2 through 12 can meet the Easter Bunny, hunt for over 10,000 eggs, and there will be free movies at 2 and 4:30 at the Astro 3 Theater, showing Sonic 2 and the Boss Baby Family Business. Community Easter Egg Hunt, Saturday, April 9th, begins at 1 at the Marysville City Park. Free movies at the Astro at 2 and 4:30. For additional details, contact Ryan Smith at 785-713-1521. Samuel Sam Workman, age 70, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore. Interment of ashes at the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sam Workman. Joseph F. Joe Cleakin, age 93, of Hanover, passed away Tuesday. Funeral mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 11 to 4:30 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joe Cleakin. Zoe Parrish Tart, age 57, of Wymore, passed away February 3rd. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Wymore Community Center, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Zoe Tart. Randy L. Bottisher, age 65, of Rural Burn, passed away March 31st. A celebration of life gathered Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Burn Community Building, with the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Randy Bottisher. Gregory C. Greg Knowles, age 58, of Summerfield, passed away Wednesday. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Cemetery, southwest of Summerfield, with the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Greg Knowles. Virginia F. Jean White, age 73, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday at 2, with visitation 11 to 2, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jean White. LaDonna K. Horncole, age 67, of Palmer, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for LaDonna Horncole. William F. Bill Warren, age 90, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday.
Memorial service Monday, 10:30 at the Blue Springs United Methodist Church. Interment in Wymore Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Bill Warren.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from late this morning until late this evening. A chance for some rain showers throughout the afternoon. And temperatures will stay slightly cooler with our highs in the lower to mid-40s throughout Iowa, the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Missouri. A chance for some rain and snow throughout the overnight hours with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s and upper 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid-30s throughout Missouri. Clearing up and warming up throughout Friday with some sunshine. On Friday, we can expect to see highs in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-40s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April, 64. Record high on this date, 87. The average low, 39. The record low, 16. Sunset this evening, 7:56. Sunrise in the morning at 7:02.
Looking for productive use for that bumper crop of dandelions? A brief course in dandelion cuisine today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 7th, the 97th day of the year. John Wayne won his first and only Academy Award on this night in 1970 for his role in True Grit. Dandelions pack a powerful nutritional punch, and if you know what you're doing, they can be made quite delicious. First, avoid the frequently cut dandelions in your lawn. The best edible dandelions are from untended fields. Pick the greens early in the season, just after the bloom bud appears. Many people enjoy them raw, tossed in a salad. But you can also prepare them cooked. Just boil for 5 minutes, then season with butter and salt. A few words of caution, wash the greens thoroughly before eating, and never use dandelions from lawns treated with herbicides. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more lawn and garden information at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Two of the most experienced players on Wichita State University's men's basketball team announced on Wednesday that they won't be returning to the program. Both Dexter Dennis and Morris Udeze made announcements on social media stating that their time with the university had come to an end. Both thanked Coach Isaac Brown and former coach Greg Marshall, along with other coaches, teammates, and Shocker Nation for their time at the university. Dennis and Udeze joined Chauncey Jenkins, Monzi Jackson, Joe Pleasant, and Quay Grant, who entered the transfer portal in March after a disappointing end to the 2021-22 men's basketball season. Ricky Council IV declared for the NBA draft, but could still return to college basketball if he chooses. The Chiefs have made another addition, adding another body to their defensive line. The team announced that they have signed defensive tackle Taylor Stallworth. Stallworth has been in the league for 4 seasons, spending 2 with the Saints and more recently 2 with the Indianapolis Colts. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. For the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Jayhawk fans got another reason to continue to celebrate the Kansas men's basketball team and the program's sixth national championship. KU will host a championship parade this Sunday at 2 p.m. The parade route will go south on Mass Street, starting on 6th Street and finishing up at 19th. It's a busy weekend in Lawrence. The KU football team will also hold its spring preview at 1 p.m. on Saturday inside David Booth Memorial Stadium. With opening day today, plenty new around the majors this year, starting with the branding in Cleveland. The Guardians make their regular season debut in Kansas City with ace Shane Bieber on the mound against Zach Greinke. Cleveland will get the first, surely of many looks, at Bobby Witt Jr., baseball's top prospect, who forced his way into the Royals' opening day lineup. A shortstop in the minors, Witt will play third base to start his big league career. First pitch between the Guardians and the Royals is set for 3:10 p.m. at Kauffman Stadium. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
He's loose! Touchdown! Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Season tickets start at just $150. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
Looking for a home run ball. Gets it into Love. KU not fouling. Love fades. Shoots. He misses. He misses. And Kansas will win. It's a banner for Kansas basketball. Your Jayhawks are national champions.
Celebrating your 2022 men's basketball champions, your Kansas Jayhawks here on KNDY.
Home of the Hawks in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, KNDY-FM is 95.5.
The variety of our checking plans exceeds your grandfather's dreams. We have checking plans for kids, checking for college students, checking for small businesses, and checking for seniors only. We have checking plans that pay interest. By checking with us, you have quality choices to add to your portfolio and financial planning. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
CJ Express is convenient for you with 3 locations. CJ West in Marysville and Frankfort offer Hunt Brothers Pizza with all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy and delicious Bird Shack fried chicken and a selection of sandwiches, salads, as well as grab-and-go hot food options that meet your taste. Drop by, call in, order online, or download their super convenient mobile app. Local delivery is available too, and always count on Sinclair quality gasoline at all 3 locations with diesel too at CJ Express East in Marysville and Frankfort.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
KNDY. The wide leaves and growth habit inspired the common name of this houseplant. Corn plant, known botanically as Dracaena fragrans, is worthy of a spot in your home. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Place small plants on a tabletop, or go big and purchase a larger plant to brighten a bare wall or fill an empty corner. Grow your corn plant in a brightly lit location. They'll tolerate low light, but the leaf color will be less intense and the plant will grow slower. Water your corn plant thoroughly when the top few inches of soil begin to dry. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer. Group it with other plants or set the pot on a gravel tray to increase humidity around the plant. Avoid brown tips caused by fluoride and chlorine in the tap water by keeping the soil slightly moist or using rainwater or distilled water. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Normally having the worst house in town would not be a good thing. But when you spell worst, W-U-R-S-T, well, now you have a place everyone wants to be. Story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Mike Sloan has been in the meat and sausage business for just about all of his life.
After working for somebody else for 45 years, I thought maybe I could do this. So my wife and I bought this building in June of 2011.
The building they purchased in Herman, Missouri, had been an auto parts store and had sat vacant for 5 years. Today, he owns and operates the Herman Wurst House.
I started making sausage, and we start out with one or two products, and then you continually improve upon that and add products. Like now, you know, we make 12 different flavors of bacon. We make 45 flavors of bratwurst. We didn't start out with 12 flavors of bacon, but it's a bacon world.
Mike says his German heritage helped him learn the best way to create top-notch products.
The whole sausage-making process is gone, are going to be gone, and there's not many of us left who can make a great product from a side of a pig or a beef into the best bacon or the best bratwurst and take it to Germany and win a gold medal.
Mike mentioned it's a bacon world, and that means he has plenty of varieties to offer.
The flavors, I mean, I know what our top five are, my hickory, and then the apple, and then the bourbon pepper. Those three I cannot run out of ever, so I got to keep those all the time. And then the ones after that, that's the pecan and pecan smoked and or the sun-dried tomato and basil. And then I got to have the Mexican flavor for those who like something a little hotter with their omelet.
Mike's store is so popular, people want to purchase from him even when he's not open. The solution is something getting photographed more than the Grand Canyon, he says. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Make sure the pasture can maintain the nutritional needs for all your horses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are several factors that determine how much pasture you need as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
horses can your pasture maintain? Stocking rate refers to the number of horses on pasture without providing supplemental feed. A big factor is knowing what type of horse you have. The energy requirement of an animal that is used for trail riding, for example, is going to be more than a horse that loafs around all day. Peggy Awerda is an extension equine specialist at Iowa State University. She says one horse needs a minimum of 1.5 to 2 acres of good quality pasture. If it's not good quality, then it may take 3 acres or more to feed one horse without supplemental hay or grain.
What determines that? Well, is the pasture fertilized? Is it full of weeds or is there good weed control? Is it continuous grazing that a person's using where the horse just stays out there? Or do they have a rotational grazing program? So all of those factors actually will add into determining stocking rates.
Some forage species produce greater tonnage per acre than others. Kentucky bluegrass is a good pasture plant, but doesn't produce as much tonnage as orchard grass or smooth brome grass. Horses prefer short forages to clumps of tall grass. Keep an eye on the animal's body condition to assess whether there is enough.
Making sure that they're not losing weight or gaining too much weight, but that's probably the easiest thing to assess their body condition score and weight. You can kind of look at your pasture, but even mowing pasture where you try to make the growth even throughout, that tends to help make that horse eat more places than just leaving large clumpy areas of overgrowth.
Learn more on how to calculate horse pasture stocking rates at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Blow. May you always live with love. fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Connecting producers and consumers of sustainable beef, today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. America's beef producers have a sustainability story to tell to consumers. A recent panel discussion organized by the Farm Journal Foundation included Jeanette Barnard of Merck Animal Health, who points out that consumer attitudes vary a lot.
There are different consumer segments that are interested in different things and value different things. And to the extent that we can align supply chains around those specific attributes, I think that's where we're going to get these objectives.
Another panelist, Kent Harrison of Tyson Foods, says beef marketing needs to become more precise rather than broad-based.
Finding information on specific attributes that appeals to consumers and then creating marketing programs around that, I think, is so important to allow for those dollars to go back to the producer level.
Panelist Debbie Lyons-Blythe and her family operate Blythe Angus near White City, Kansas. She's also the incoming chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, which has some marketing ideas in the hopper.
I am hoping that because of all the work that we've done for years, that we will be able to provide some of those metrics and ways to measure sustainability to those different marketing companies.
I have a link to the full panel discussion on my show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Perspective Planting Report has showed a record number of soybean acres that are set to go into the ground for this year. And Shelby Myers, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the Perspective Planting Report gives a good first look at what crop farmers intend to plant for the season.
USDA publishes an annual survey-based prospective plantings report that's always released on March 31st. This is really the first look at what U.S. farmers intend to plant, given that they reply to this survey. We do a quick rundown of principal crops for U.S. farmers, and right now we've got some good news overall.
She goes on to say that they can't expect to see more soybeans and less corn in the coming year.
U.S. farmers intend to plant a record 91 million acres of soybeans, which is about a 4.4% increase compared to what the soybean numbers were in 2021. So a really big increase in soybeans. USDA only estimates that U.S. farmers intend to plant 89.5 million acres of corn, a decrease of about 4.2%. So there's an implied shift away from corn acres to soybean acres. U.S. farmers intend to plant 47.4 million acres of wheat. That is an increase of 1.5% compared to 2021, and about 12.2 million acres of cotton.
She goes on to say the full report is useful for planning purposes for 2022.
This is a good first estimate of what supply will look like. We certainly saw crop prices and commodity prices react to the report's release, with corn changing price anywhere from 20 to 25 cents in reaction to the report, as well as soybeans, wheat, and cotton shifting in price as well. The first indication of what the 2022 growing season will look like, obviously before any kind of weather impact or any other challenges that a grower may face throughout the growing season.
The USDA is set to provide a crop acreage update report on June 30th. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited power train warranty.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. After months of waiting, the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to hear a case brought by the Farm Bureau and National Pork Producers against California's Prop 12. Chad Smith with more.
NPPC President-elect Scott Hayes says it's good news for the pork industry.
Yeah, it's great news for the council and for the Bureau. Long awaited. We've been working on this since 2018, and we're really excited that the Supreme Court's taken up our case on Proposition 12 in California. This will be great for consumers in California and for pork producers across the nation. We've been waiting for the Supreme Court to decide whether or not they're going to take it up just the last few months. Obviously, we've been working since 2018 when Proposition 12 was passed to get to this point. That's been our goal, is get it in front of the Supreme Court, get it heard where it needs to be, and put these kind of ballot initiatives to rest.
Hayes talks about when he expects the case to get heard by the court.
We'll start immediately putting together some briefs for the court, probably fall before they take it up and hear oral arguments, but hope to have a ruling by the end of the year, if not just shortly after that.
He says Prop 12 isn't what it appeared to be to California voters.
Proposition 12 was brought up in California by the voters, and it just simply said, do you want farmed animals to be raised humanely on the ballot? And what the voters didn't realize, what all was behind that. This Proposition 12 is going to greatly increase the cost of food while not doing anything for the welfare of the pigs. They still don't have the rules out for that. They were supposed to have them out in 2019. So even if you wanted to comply with Prop 12 today, you wouldn't know how to do that.
Chad Smith reporting.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides.
and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
White Clover provides nitrogen and weed control for corn. This cropping system benefits both soil and net profitability. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Researchers at the University of Georgia are using white clover to suppress weeds and provide nitrogen for corn crops. The warm southern climate allows the clover to become a year-round living mulch. Agronomist Nick Hill says they spray strips of herbicide into the clover to create dead zones where the corn will be planted. As the corn grows over the summer, it shades the clover. The clover responds by dropping its leaves, which releases nitrogen into the soil and then grows back after the corn harvest.
But at the end of the summer, there's still enough clover that's living there so that when it goes through its growth habit, it doesn't just fill in the areas where it's been shaded, but it also grows across the dead zones that we had created by spraying in the spring, and it reestablishes a carpet of white clover all over again. So the growth habit of the white clover is really the key to our success here.
He says they've seen a 15% reduction in corn yield, but the inputs needed are far less.
We don't have to worry about weeds where the clover is actively growing. It's only in those dead zones where we're planting our corn that we have to apply herbicides. So our herbicide use is about a quarter of what it would be normally. So 75% reduction in herbicide use, about an 80% reduction in nitrogen fertilizer. Those are tremendous savings.
Hill says this method requires a good deal of crop management, and they're learning as they go. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about using clover as a living mulch for corn at agriculture.com.
Alfea salutes the Pawnee City and all area FFA chapters for providing guidance in the many and varied careers in the agricultural industry, and is proud of the extraordinary and dedicated young men and women. Good luck at the state convention. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Mandy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market wrapping up in just a little bit. It's been pretty consistent on the board throughout most of the day today. Grains are still mostly mixed on the board. The livestock mostly higher. We're seeing a little bit of red slowly pop up in the feeder cattle. Mostly everything else is in the green. Corn market has popped up into the green as well as we get closer to the end of the day. May corn's up 1¾ now after trending lower for most of the day, sitting at 7.58¼. July corn's up 3¼ at 7.50¼. And the wheat market mostly lower here still as May Casey wheat's down 3¼ cents at 10.81¾. A July down by 2 cents at 10.84 even a bushel. And the bean market mostly higher here, and they've continued to climb throughout the day as May soybeans are up 30¼ cents at 16.49¾. The meal for May is up 40 cents at 4.62.20. And the soybean oil for May is up $1.31 right now after being slow for most of the morning, sitting at 73.14.
Cotton market mostly lower here still as May cotton's down $2 at $133.70. July cotton down a buck even at $131.60. Canola market a little bit higher here through the day as May canola's up $18.80 at $11.59.40. And the oats market is mixed but mostly higher right now as May oats are up 13 and a quarter at $7.65.75. The July oats are up 2.5 cents at $7.30 even a bushel. Over in the livestock market, as we mentioned, mostly higher here. A little bit of red peeking up in the feeder cattle, but still mostly green. As April feeder cattle are down 15 cents at $156.95. May is in the green by 52 cents at $160.47. Live cattle for April up 37 cents right now at $138.07. And the lean hogs are green across the board here as April is up by 35 cents at $99.10. Stock market still mostly lower here, although they have caught up a little bit. Dow Jones only down 21 points right now at 34,474. The S&P's down by a point. The NASDAQ in the red by 61.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
Marshall County Extension Office reminds beef producers the 62nd annual Quality Beef Day will be Saturday, April 9th. At the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Show is open to all youth ages 21 and below. New this year, the selection of the top five overall market and breeding animals. Check in 7-8:30 a.m. Judging contest begins at 9. The beef show starts at 10 a.m. For additional information, contact the Marshall County Extension Office. Find the Quality Beef Days online or on Facebook. Quality Beef Day this Saturday at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids.
KNDY.
Seven, I'll be waiting. takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey.
You're in for a swinging good time at the Marshall County Canteen Big Band Swing and Dance, Friday, April 8th at Venue 36 in Marysville. The Marshall County Community Band sets the mood at 6:30 p.m. Local ballroom dancers will offer lessons at 7, and the Presidio Brass from San Diego joins the community band on center stage at 7:30. Come dressed to impress. Tickets are $10, and a limited number are available at MCAC's Facebook page and all three CJ Express locations.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.